knapsack.
We're this week sponsored by myself and Eliza, Lili Nishmas, Yosef Shmuel, Ben Binyamin, my grandfather.
Yishar koach gadol. Thank you. Yishar meshudav nareya. Tov. Siman Resh Nun Daled is, I would call it like hashmatot for, or exceptions for Resh Nun Gimel. Because all the rules that we had in Resh Nun Gimel are nice for Kedera with the food inside, Tavshil. And this Siman discussed all the exceptions. So the first exception is Seifim Aleph until Seif Daled, Din Tzali. We're going to discuss that. Seif Daled is Perot HaNechalim Chaim. And then we have Din Pat in the middle. We're not going to speak a lot about Pat. And then the end of the Siman, Seifim Chet and Tet, it's Asisiyot V'Tormusim V'Din Maim. Maim is very relevant for us, the Maisa. So, the beginning, Din Tzali She'etzel Ha'esh, Seifim Aleph Ad Gimel, based on the sugya in Yudchet Amud Bet and Kaf Amud Aleph. And I'm going to try to summarize the opinion of the Rishonim to make a little bit of seder, because I'm sure that all of you, if you learned it, no matter where you looked in the Bet Yosef or Biur Halacha or the sugya itself, it's a little bit, it's difficult. It's not easy, so we're going to try to go through it and explain it a little bit. Hopefully, you're going to make some seder, organize the topic. So the first source, the Gemara in Shabbat Daf Yudchet, we have two lishnot in the Gemara. The first lishna, I'm going to start reading in the second part of the Gemara in Shabbat Yudchet. In the third line, Vashta de Amar Mar, Kolmidi de Kashi Lezika, Lo Maglule, Haibisra de Gadia, Vesharik, Shafir Dami, Basar Gdi, a lamb, and the oven is closed with teat, Shafir Dami, it's good. You have two reasons to be makel, De Barcha Velo Sharik, if it's a goat, or according to the Rambam, any tough meat like cow. The barcha ve lo sharik, although it's barcha, but because it's lo sharik asur, the gadia ve lo sharik, the barcha ve sharik. Rabashi shari ve ravim yamid ifti asir. So according to the first lishta, when you have one reason to be makel, one reason not to be makel, one reason, chada letivuta is a machloket, Rabashi shari ve ravim yamid ifti asir. And then the Gemara said, according to Rabashi, it says, Et chada letivuta, or that it's sharik, or that it's soft meat. Ve'atnan en tzolim basar batzal u'betzay ela kadesh yitzolu mibod yom. We have the Mishnah and Dafkav, the Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to, that's the Yutet Amud Bet, unless it's nitzla mibod yom. So the Gemara said, hatam debarcha ve'lo sharik. According to Ravashi, discuss a case that you have tartel giruta, debarcha ve'lo sharik. The second lishna, and that's what more important for us, the gadia, if it's lamb, ben sharik ben lo sharik shafir dami, the gadia, because it's soft meat and it's, we're going to discuss exactly why gadia is, there is no chashash chitui, but anyway, according to this lishna, everyone agree that even if there is only one letivuta by gadia, even if it's not sharik, it's good, the barchanami v'sharik shafir dami. Again, one reason to be makel, barcha v'sharik. Kipligi de barcha v'lo sharik. The machloket between Rav Ashi and Rav Yirmiya is when it's barcha, it's meat that is not, there is a chashash chitui because it's not going to cause damage, and it's not sharik, it's not closed with teat, and then Rav Ashi is matir, and Rav Yirmiya midifti is oyster. So the Gemara said, Rav Ashi, you're so makel that you don't need anything, basically. Barcha ve lo sharik. It's tough meat. You have chashash chitui, and it's not sharik, and it's fine. So according to you, what are you going to do with the Mishnah that says Enzolin basar v'tzalu v'tzayel kadesh itzolim bod yom? The Gemara said bebisra agomre. So why is bisra agomre different than barcha ve lo sharik? We're going to discuss that. So the two main questions that we need to ask ourselves in the sugya is according to the second Lishna. Rav Ashi is meikel bebarcha velo sharik. Why is it mutar? Barcha velo sharik. You don't have any protection, lichora, from chitui. You're dealing with tough meat that chitui does not going to cause damage. And the oven is not tuach batit. And the second question is, why is Bisra Gomre more chamur according to Rav Ashi? And maybe according to us also, because we're going to see that most poskim accept the chiluk between Bisra Gomre to Tanur, even according to Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti that doesn't need the terutz, but we hold the chiluk is emet by itself. So, Lemaise, the Rosh, and the Tosfot, and the Rif, all of them hold Lemaise that we hold like Rav Yirmiyahu. Rav Yirmiyahu said that Gadya, the barcha velo sharik is asur. Meaning, if you have tartel griuta, tough meat that chitu is not going to cause any damage, and not sharik, it's asur because we hold like Rav Yirmiyahu according to the Rosh and the Rif and
the Tosfot. Lishna
Batra. Lishna Batra barcha velo sharik Rav Ashi sharik Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti asir. In addition to that, they paskin that there is a chiluk between Bisra Gomre to Tanur, although the Gemara seems to say that only to Rav Ashi, but they said that Lemaisa it's true anyway. And the third part, the Gemara in Daf Kaf also differentiate when we say that Gdi is considered soft meat and Chitui cause damage to it, the Gemara in Daf Kaf says that it's only if it's sliced. If it's a whole lamb, then it's like barcha. It's the zika is not going to cause damage, and the chitui is not going to cause damage. So that's whenever I'm going to say gdi now, that it's kashi lazika is only when it's sliced. I'm not going to repeat myself all the time, but keep that in mind. Now, in order to answer the two questions that we have, why barcha velo sharik is mutar according to Rav Ashi, and what is bisra gomre helps, we're going to read Rashi, and then we're going to go to the Rambam. So Rashi, in that Gemara, at page number 2, on top, Rashi explains sharik, pia tanur, betit, saviv, Sviva kisui, eno muchan lachtot. So Rashi explained that din sharik is extra sealing. You have a cover for the oven, and that's normally the way that you cook. And you smear like mud on top of it, and it's basically like a reminder. It's like put in like a note on the oven. Look, it's Shabbos. It's until you're gonna try to open the oven, you're gonna remember that it's Shabbos.
I thought also it like hardens and keeps the cover in place.
The what?
I thought also it gets hard.
Right, and then what?
So it's hard to move.
So it's gonna take time to open it.
Right, it's not just like something you see. It's just, you actually have to.
You
work
say
very
it's
hard.
Not enough to put like
a note.
Okay, so some I said it because some poskim learned from Rashi the covering the knobs, it's going to be garuf v'katum, because you see according to Rashi that extra thing that's going to take more time, that you can't do the normal motion to open, it's going to make you remember that it's Shabbat. So some poskim bring that like a raya that covering the knobs, but according to what you're saying, you need more like
maybe
something like more physical, taking off the knobs,
something.
Fine. Okay, so according to Rashi, the shrika, the sharik, is like a special maise that's going to be me'akev you from doing chitui, that by the time that you're going to be able to open, you're going to remember it's Shabbat. So that's the first answer according to Rashi. The reason that Rav Ashi was makel belo sharik is lichora, he said that it's true that I don't put, according to Rav Ashi, I don't need the shrika, I don't need the extra teeth, but the tanur is still closed. So I still need to do extra thing in order to reach the chitui. As opposed to bisra gomre, basar al gechalim, there is nothing to cover. It's exposed, and the only thing I need to do is just to go to the gechalim and do the chitui. So Rav Ashi is so makel that he doesn't require extra tit to remind me. It's enough that it's just covered. So according to Rashi, there is two stages. There is the tanur that it's covered, and you put tit on top of it. So Rav Yirmiyah is moedev, there is tit. Rav Ashi said, no, I don't need tit. It's enough that it's covered. That's why barcha velo sharik, according to Rav Ashi, is good, although there is no shrika. We hold Lemay says that you need both. You need sharik. You need the tit around. But that explain now, we can understand why Bisra Gomre, even for Rav Ashi, is different. Because Bisra Gomre, according to Rashi, look in Rashi, Bisra Gomre, she'eno batanur, de'afilu kisui leika. As opposed to barcha velo sharik, that although there is no teeth, but there is a kisui, there is a cover. So when you're discussing bisra gomre, you're basically discussing me that it is exposed, the gechalim are exposed, and it doesn't take any hitircha to do the chitui, even just opening something it doesn't need.
So according to Rashi, what does the cover do? Because Rashi holds, we saw earlier, that the cover does not make it gor pekotum.
Because you're talking about Rav Yirmiyah?
Al-Gaba, Rashi on Daf Lamed Zayin.
Al-Gaba v'tocha?
There's a kisui pia kira, which does nothing.
According to, and we discussed that if it's normally there, so it's not, because it's part of the tanur. But if it's not right. Normally there, so the cover is a k'tima. So you're saying...
It should be no different than Bisra Gomre, that is what's...
But here we're talking about putting it inside the tanur. The gaba is when you put it on top. So you're saying even more than that. If gaba, when it's normally there, it's not enough for Rashi to create garuf v'katum, or the more so here, that it's not going to create garuf v'katum. I mean, we pass in like Rav Yirmiyah. So for us, we need tit. It's true. Fine. It's gonna go well according to Rav Yirmiyah. That's how Rashi paskin also la'alacha. But according to Rav Ashi is very makel. Rav Ashi is like mamish, doesn't need almost anything. The only problem that he has is bisra gomre. And also tzli is more chamur than kedera, so it should be even more problem. But yeah, according to Rav Yirmiyah, the logic is still making sense. That kisui, a regular kisui is not enough, not for tzali and not for garuf v'katum. According to Rav Yirmiyah, we're good.
Okay.
Because a regular cover, that it's part of the oven or the kira, is nothing. So in both cases, it's nothing. By tzali and by kedera in Lamed Zayin. But you're right, that according to Rav Ashi, we don't need almost anything in order. And I think the only exception is the Tosfot Rid in the beginning of Perek Kira, he hold Lemaisa like Rav Ashi, so he's very makel with the whole he's argued with all the Rishonim in the beginning of Perek Kira because of Rav Ashi here, that is makel so much, and the only requirement is like just something little bit is enough, and like so you're right that according to Rav Ashi we can go far and like make a lot of kulot. But the majority of poskim, that's how we hold la'alacha, like Rav Yirmiyah, that just one cover that it's part of the oven is nothing. But it's a good question.
So you're talking about lung, the
nice
Sachai,
Kidra Chaita apply, meaning usually by Kidra we would let you put it even in Tanur if it's Chaita.
Right.
So, although by Kidra we would let you use Tanur, by Kidra Chaita, by Tzali we're not.
Right.
Here we're talking about Sli. What?
Does all the Rishonim agree that this is only a case of Sli?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
The definition of Sli with the Torah is that there's nothing in between the Basa and the fire?
Yeah, Tzli Kedar is the only exception that you need to know about, and the Mishnah, the Biur Halacha discusses a little bit. Tzli Kedar is that you put the meat in the pot with no liquid, and the only liquid that it cook with is the liquid from that comes from the meat itself. So it has like a little bit of Tzli, a little bit of, and it's for our purpose, I think it's considered like Kedera Regila, because it has juices, but it's not, yeah. We're discussing out Tzli according to majority, I think all the poskim. Maybe Tosfot Reed is the combine the two sugyas and like make everything like different than the other Rishonim. But Rashi and the Rambam, both of them agree that we're discussing Tzli, and they just argue with the Gdarim of Tzli.
Why aren't Grief and Tima mentioned here? Why are Grief and Tima not mentioned in Daf Yud Chet? Why are those effective?
It seems like by Tzli we're more concerned because it's very easy to cook. It cooks very fast, and we have the concern of chitui more than a regular kedega. That's why we need more extra.
So grief and ktima are not effective in this case. They're right. Not good enough.
Right. Yeah. That's why we don't apply the normal rule of kidra chaita, because it's going to be ready sooner than. And that's why we have more concern of chatia, because you're going to have more taiva to.
More incentive.
Yeah. So. The dikduk that I said in Rashi, that according to Rashi, the heter of Gdi. Said yet, but it's mashma from what I said. We said according to Rashi that when we're matir betanur, we said gadia velo sharik, barcha vesharik. That's Ravir Mia, right? You need one lativuta according to Ravir Mia. So we say gadia velo sharik. You don't need ticha batit, but that means that it's still closed, right? And we say barcha. Veloshaarik Ravashi, it's still closed. So whenever we use the kola, we need, you say gadya, it's sensitive, so you don't need sharik, you don't need tit, but you still need it to be closed, right? And if it's going to be open according to Rashi, and it's gadya, it's going to be considered al gabe gechalim now, because the logic, according to Rashi, what is basar al gabe gechalim mean? There is nothing to stop your hand to reach to the gechalim immediately, right? So if the oven is open, you can just touch the gechalim immediately. So there is no meaning to the oven itself. The only kula that we have by gdi, that we don't need tit to seal it, but we still need it to be closed. So when you open it, the it's going to remind you the fact that it's closed. So according to Rashi, kashi lezika, the Gemara said hashtad amamar kol midi de kashi lezika lo maglile, is based on the fact that the oven is closed. So the oven is closed, the zika is, the gdi is protected, and you open it, so you're going to have, first of all, you need to do a maise, that it's something, and then the wind gonna cause damage to the gdi. So that's the chada letivuta that we have. But if the oven is open, so it's considered like al gabe gechalim, because it's right there. You don't need to do any maise, and there is no kashi lezika now because it was open before. So whatever it was a minute before, there is no reason to be considered that kashi lezika, because you don't do anything now to cause zika to come. You're not bringing wind when you choteba gechalim now, because it's open. So according to Rashi, manach hagomre is when there is no cover, no matter where it is. It can be in the oven if the oven is not closed. Good? So that's the dikdus the Bet Yosef medakdek in Rashi. Umashma, I'm reading the Bet Yosef in page number 2, the second source. Umashma duadinim abasar toch atanur, samuch lagechalim, ven pi atanur mechuse klal, chashiv manach hagomre, ואפילו בגד יאסור. דעד כאן לא שרי בלא שריק, אלא בשפי התנור מחוסה מיה, דלא מגלילה משום דקה של הזיקה. וכן כתוב בהדיה בהגאות האשרי, וכך הם דברי רבנו. So this dikduk is מפורש in בית יוסף. And if you read Tosfot also in the Yud Chet Amud Bet, it's much more like that also. When the oven is open, is considered bisra gomra. Now, let's go to the Rambam. The Rambam, the page number 3, the Rambam have a different terutzim, a different like explanation to the two questions that we raised. The first halacha, halacha yud gimel, when the Rambam brings the din of basar gdi, lamb, he explained that the reason by gdi is not kashi lezika. It's not the fact that you're going to open the oven so wind going to come in and going to cause damage to the lamb. That's the way that Rashi explained, right? That you just need the oven to be closed. You don't need to do extra sealing because the fact that you're going to open it, that's by itself going to cause damage to the gdi. As opposed to barcha, that it's a tough meat, then opening the oven is not enough. You need to seal it to make an extra reminder. But by gdi, you don't need extra reminder because the fact that it's closed by itself is going to cause damage. So the closing by gdi is a heker because it's going to cause damage. The Rambam does not explain like that. The Rambam says, look in Halacha Yud Gimel, Tanur shenatan letocho basar mi beod yom v'shaha oto b'shabat im basar gdi uvekayotze bo mutar she'im yechete b'gechalim itcharecha basar שאינו צריך אלא חמימות האש בלבד. ואם בשר עז או בשר שור הוא אסור שמה יחטא בגחלים לבשלו. ואם תחפי התנור בתית מותר, שאם בא לפתוח התנור ולחטות, תיכנס הרוח ויתקשה הבשר ויפסד ויצטנן התנור. So, the Rambam understood ממש different than Rashi. According to the Rambam, there is no meaning to the tit or not tit. The sharik is closed and not sharik is not closed. The reason that gdi is mutter is because gdi is a soft meat that whenever you play with fire next to it, you can cause damage to the meat. Even if it's open, even if the tanur is open, if you're going to be chote b'gechalim next to it, you can cause damage. The lamb doesn't need a lot of fire. So by you have a normal fear to do chatiya next to lamb because it's going to cause damage. The gdi by itself, kashi lezika has nothing to do with gdi. The kashi lezika is only for barcha. That's the way that, you see that the Rambam mentioned the tikane saruach v'itkasher basar only for barcha, only for basar shor. So when the Gemara said barcha v'sharik, sharik according to the Rambam is a requirement only for ez and cow, tough meat. When you close the oven, when you create a system that keeps the heat, then if you're going to open, you're going to cause damage to the tough meat. But for gdi, you don't need even to close the oven, because the meat itself is a sensitive meat that you're not going to be chote b'gechalim. So gadya doesn't need the kashi lezika. It doesn't need to get there. Gdi by itself, the lamb is so soft and so special that there is no chashash chitui even when the oven is exposed. So here we see like two nafkaminot basically between Rashi and the Rambam. Gdi, according to the Rambam, in open oven, there is no chashash chitui. And according to Rashi, there is. It needs to be closed. Because Rashi, the heter by gdi, is kashi lezika. So you need to close the oven to create the system to make kashi lazika by gdi. And according to the Rashi in Barcha, closing the oven by itself is not enough, because opening the oven for tough meat does not cause damage. So you need to put extra teeth on top of the closing to make heker that you're not going to open. According to the Rambam, the tough meat, sharik, mean close the oven. It doesn't mean put extra sealing. Sharik mean close the oven. You don't need extra. So according to the Rambam also, we don't have a source that when you put extra sealing, it's good for grifa v'ktima. Because the Rambam does not discuss that. The Rambam discusses sharik, that sharik going to create a system that's going to make kashi lezika. According to the Rambam, sharik is just creating a system that's going to cause the tough meat to be sensitive.
According to the Rambam, you're closing the oven with the meat inside.
Right.
But for Rashi, the meat is on top of the cover.
Why?
It doesn't need to be inside. The issue is you should be mechada. Either way, I don't agree.
No, according to Rashi, it needs to be inside, because the Rashi said that the reason that I'm matir to you by gdi, even if there is no teeth, because when you open, the wind going to come and going to cause damage to the gdi.
Did Rashi say that?
The Rashi say that.
Is it that?
I bet Yosef in Russia.
Is it that the wind is directly going to cause damage to meat, or is it the wind is going to blow out the fire, and the fire is going to go stronger and then hurt the meat? I think that's what you're saying, right? That maybe the meat's on the outside, and when you open the oven to be machata, it's just going to automatically raise the fire.
I didn't understand that. I understood that kashi lezika kashi to the meat. That's the Rambam says.
It kashi
abasar v'ipased v'itzana. It kashi abasar. So it's a problem with the meat.
No, it's a problem with the meat. Is it a problem with the meat because the
meat is in the oven, or is it a problem with the meat? The meat is in the oven. Everyone agrees that the meat is in the oven. The meat is in the oven. The chiddush is that the definition of gadya, according to Rashi, is not that the meat is sensitive. It's when you put gadya in an enclosed oven, then it's going to be sensitive. But when you put barcha in a closed oven, it's not going to cause damage if you open it. So then we have a chashash that you're going to be chote, unless you're going to put an extra sealing that's going to remind you.
So I learned Rashi differently. I learned in Rashi that you covered over the flame and the food was on top.
You covered the flame?
You covered the flame. You put, it says flame, cover, food.
Where do you see that in Rashi?
I guess I hear what you're saying. Pia tandur sounds more the other way, but
you maybe understood umuchan lafoch bebisra gomre shen.
I was thinking about the other.
That's
not
okay.
Design with that cover.
No, but this is a different sugya. It's more like Rashi is there. The sugya there is putting on top. It's kedera. It's not tzli. Now we're discussing tzli, that it's like needs fire. And you put it inside. And the question is, what do you need to do in order to prevent yourself from chitui? So that's the first halacha in the Rambam. In halacha tetvav, he brings the din that we have in the Gemara in Daf Kaf, that if the lamb is whole, then it has din like basar shor, and you need to close the oven. And then halacha tetzayin, he brings the din Enzolin basaru vatzaru vatzar, that the din the Gemara asked from. So according to the Rambam, we just explain that the Rambam just care about if it's gdi. According to the Rambam, gdi according to the Rambam is soft meat that no matter what you're not going to be chote. So according to the Rambam, what's the answer of the Gemara? Why basar al gabeg echalim? Basar al gabeg echalim lichora discuss all kinds of meat. And if it's kemachal ben dursa, it's fine. So why, meaning, why basar batzal uvetza is mutar after ben dursa? If it's a basar gdi, I can understand that there is no problem to begin with. But if it's a regular basar, lichora should be like the dinim that we have according to the Rambam, that until kol tzorko, it's not. It's aser. Basar gdi, I can understand, fine, it's, you're not going to be chote no matter what. But if it's basar shor or basar ez, why is it mutter if it's kemachal ben dursay? The Bet Yosef understood viyurim lachila in the Rambam is ben dursay, like the Gemara says. So I'm just going to read the Rambam first. And solin basar batzal uvetzal gabay, shela kede sheitzolu mibod yom viyurim lachila. And the Gemara explained in Daf Kaf, Vekama, the Gemara said in Daf Kaf Amud Alef, Ma'achal ben Dursai. So, lichora, what the Rambam says, Viyurim la'achila, is achila al yedei adachak, if you accept the Gemara in Daf Kaf. And what is the explanation of the Rambam? I'm skipping to the next line. Mipnei shehem kemitztamek veralo, kemitztamek veralo. They're not mitztamek veralo, really, because they just kemachal ben Dursai, but they like mitztamek veralo, sheim yechete yachrochotam sh'al guf ha'eshem. So the way that the Bet Yosef understood this Rambam is that there is two levels of tzli. When you make a barbecue, according to the Rambam, there is two ways to make a barbecue. If you put it, if this is the fire, and you put the meat far enough, so the chitui is not going to burn the meat. So in this case, it's considered a problem. And only when it's too achbatit, according to, they have kashi lezika, you have reason to be mekel, you're going to be mekel. But if you don't have the barcha v'sharik, so you give that meat, all the dinim that we have in Resh Nun Gimel, according to the Rambam, is the machmir shita in Resh Nun Gimel, that you need it called tzorko. You're not allowed to leave meat if it's in a place that the chitu is not going to cause damage. But if you put it al guf ha'esh, if you put the meat touching the gechalim, in this case you don't care about the meat getting damaged from the chitui because it's already touching the gechalim. So let me read the Bet Yosef now. Ulfize, I'm reading the emphasized part with the underlining. Ulfize afilu en pi atanu mechuse klal. או שהוא חוץ לתנור, סמוך לגחלים, שרי בגדיה. גדי, according to the Rambam, it's not a problem, no matter where it is, because גדיה by itself is sensitive meat. Unlike Rashi, that in order to be matir גדי, you need to put it in a closed oven. According to the Rambam, גדי by itself is sensitive, so no matter where you're going to put it, you're not going to be חוטה. דעבדי לא עתי לחיתוי, כיוון שאם יחטא בגחלים, יתחרך הבשר. ומשמע לפי זה, זה לא מקרי, מנח הגומרה, אלא כשהבשר עצמו מונח על גוף האש. So if it's מונח ממש על גוף האש, then after it's like a little bit cooked, then you're not gonna ruin it completely. And it's gonna be cooked after it was ready. And the חשש חיתוי, and I'm going to continue reading even the not emphasized part because he explained more. ומשמע דאפילו בשר גדיה אסור להניחו על גבי האש, שהרי כתב סתם אין צולין בשר בצל ובצל על גבי האש. וכתב הרב המגיד שדין זהו בכלל בשר צלי, שאף על פי שבבשר גדי ליקה למח השם היחטה, אך הכיוון שהניח על גבי גחלים, אם כן אינו חושש אלא שיצלם מהרה, ואף על פי שיתחרך הבשר, אלכך הישין על שם היחטה. מי הוא כשנצלה כמאכל בן דורסאי, לא חי שננטו דלמאתי לחיתויה, אפילו אם הוא בשר שור, שמאחר שהוא ראוי לאכילה, למה יחטא להפסידו? So it's like, the Bet Yosef have a problem here, because in the one hand we say that Gdi is so sensitive, so you're not going to be chote no matter what. And then the Rambam says that if it's on touching mamash the fire, then it's a different din. So why is it different when it touches the Gechalim? So he said, when it touches the Gechalim, so you don't care about the sensitivity of the gdi, because you put it on top of the fire itself, so it's for sure not going to be clean from the burn flavor of the. So if you put it mamash on the fire itself, even gdi, you show that you don't care. So we still have chashash chitui, no matter what it is, basar gdi or basar ragil. So en tzolin basar uvetzal uvetza, ela kedesh, it discusses all kinds of meat, and we have chashash chitui even by gdi, because in the one hand you put it on the fire. So you have chashash chitui because you don't care about the burning flavor. But in the other hand, we have a kula, that after Ben Dursai, because it's mamash touching the fire, you're going to be calm and you're not going to be chote because it's on the fire mamash, so for sure it's going to be ready for tonight. So basar al gechalim, according to the Rambam, it's chamur and it's kal. It's chamur that we have chashash chitui even begdi, not only be tough meat. We have chashash chitui for all of them. But in the other hand, we're mekel after machal ben dursai, although by kdera and siman resh nun gimel, the Rambam is machmir that you need fully cooked. This is exception. Basar tzali, shemunach al gabe gechalim mamash, according to the Rambam, it's chamur a little bit because we choshesh chitu even for gdi, that we're not choshesh usually. But it's easy that after ben dursai, we don't have chashash chitu even bebesar be'ema, even besar cow and goat and meat that are tough.
Is he saying he holds like Hananya in one case and not in the other case? Or is he saying even Hananya?
No, he said that basar al gabe ha'esh is a different story. Even chachamim are going to be moide betzali amunach al gabe ha'esh, that ben dursa is enough. The Ran also say that in the Rambam itself, in the Rif. He said that the Rambam, the Rif brings the two Gemaras. He brings the Gemara in Daf Kaf, kdesh itzalu kemachal ben dursai, and he hold like chachamim. So you see that tzali is a separate din, but the chidush of the Bet Yosef is that din of tzali is only when it touches the gechalim. That's an extra chidush of the way that the Bet Yosef understood the... Oh, wow. Okay, so we'll just summarize the nafkaminot between Rashi and the Rambam. That's page number 4. According to Rashi, the din of ticha, tuach batit, is midin heker. And it's enough that the baigdi, it's enough that the oven is just closed. You don't need ticha batit. And chitui by itself is not mazik to the gdi. The thing that mazik to the gdi is the fact that the tanur is closed. Now, according to Rashi, manach ha-gomrei, the din, the chashash by manach ha-gomrei that it's exposed, and there is no kisui, there is nothing to... And that is also even according to Ravashi. And according to Rashi, basar al gechalim, the heter by basar al gechalim is like Resh Nun Gimel. When it's basar al gabe gechalim, so we have chashash chitui. But if it's after ben dursai, so it's fine, like we have in Resh Nun Gimel. Rashi hold like the goinim. So according to him, chashash chitui betzali is the same chashash chitui that we have by kdeira. And when you have chashash chitui, the heterim are the same heterim. So according to Rashi, you can apply the din of tuach batit to dinei shehiya in Resh Nun Gimel also. That's why some poskim are learned from the Rema. Rema paskin like Rashi. So some achroinim learn from Rashi to dinei grifa vektima that tuach batit, like doing an extra kisui, is helping to prevent you from chitui. Because you see, according to Rashi, that whenever you have chashash chitui batzali, ticha is good enough. So according to Rashi, there is some similarity between the dinim of tzli to the dinim of shia, and that's why you could learn a little bit from ticha batit to dinei grifa. The Rambam have a different explanation about many things. First of all, gdi, according to the Rambam, is not because the oven is closed and kashi lezika. It's not kashi lezika because the oven is closed. The reason, according to the Rambam, is the gdi by itself is sensitive, and any chitui gonna ruin the lamb. According to the Rambam, and page number 5, according to the Rambam, basar gdi, a lamb, on top of the fire itself, al gabe gechalim, is only when the basar nogea begechalim. When we say that basar al gabe gechalim, when it's reached machal ben dursai, it's only when it touches the gechalim. But if it doesn't touch the gechalim, then even if it's completely raw, if it's gdi, you're not going to be chote. But if it's basar kasher, then you have chashash chitui, and you need it to be fully cooked. You're going to compare that to kdera in Reshlon Gimel. לדעת הרמב״ם, בשר שנוגע בגחלים is a different din than רשנון גימל. When we have a חשש חיתוי, when it touches the גחלים, it's only up to בן דורסאי. After בן דורסאי it's מותר. And according to the רמב״ם, it's different than the dinim that we have in רשנון גימל. In רשנון גימל, the רמב״ם hold, like the sheet of the reef, that you need it fully cooked. So you see that tzli, according to the Rambam, is very different. So we have a different rules and different chashasho, different way to deal with the ktima. So now I was thinking at least to do seif dalet and seif chetet. I'm going to just say like very short thing just to emphasize the part. Seif dalet, I'm not going to speak almost nothing. I'm just going to tell you that din perot shenechalim chayim. Perot shenechalim chayim consider kema'achal ben dursai. We discussed it a little bit in the second shiur, if it's like a source here that Shulchan Aruch hold like Chananya. But anyway, the poskim here discuss how exactly does it going to work if the fruits, even if it's considered ben dursai, it needs to be on the fire. If it needs to be on the fire, in Reshnun Gimel, we learn that according to the Bet Yosef, if the Kedera touches the Gechalim, it's Hatmana. So something is wrong here. If the Kedera touches the Gechalim, so it's Hatmana, so it should be Aser. And if it doesn't touch, so then it's not Tzli al Gabe Aesh, according to the Rambam. So there is many explanation in the Achronim. It's more like the Pilpul. If you have time, you can look in the page. I have a couple of Terutzim. And the main thing that I wanted to speak a few minutes is the page 17, Din Asisiyot V'Turmusim. I'm going to go very fast. We started late, so I still have a couple of minutes, but it's very important lemaiseh. Geder Asisiyot V'Turmusim. The Gemara in Daf Yudchet mentioned the fact that Asisiyot V'Turmusim are different than all the other rules that we have. Although we discuss here in a pot, so it should be like the dinim of Reshnun Gimel. But Asisiyot v'Turmusim and Chavit Shel Mayim are different. Why are they different? So we have Machloket Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi hold that the reason by Asisiyot v'Turmusim that they need a lot of cook and you basically want them to be ready Motzei Shabbos or Shabbos Day. And you still have a Chashash Chitui because it's not so clear that they're going to be ready. Chavit Shel Mayim is for Nachtom, somebody who want to bake Motzei Shabbos, so he needed ready to Motzei Shabbos, so he's going to be Chote in Shabbat for Motzei Shabbos. So according to Rashi, this whole sugya is not relevant for us if you want to put water in our urn. What does matter for us is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam explained the sugya, Asisiyot v'Turmusim. Asisiyot v'Turmusim are very easy to cook, and they're going to be ready in Erev Shabbat. So normally Kdera Chaita is not going to be ready for tonight. These are the exception that they are going to be ready for tonight. And since they're going to be ready for tonight, we have a Chashash Chitui. They're exception of Kdera Chaita. These three are not, there is no heter of Kdera Chaita. And if this is true, so if you want to put water in your urn, Lichora, it's not Garuf V'Katum, and there is no din of Kdera Chaita. So you need it. You need the water to be hot enough to be mevushal kema'achal ben dursai, or what? Or kor tzorko. So now, what?
If it's going to be ready by itself so fast, why are we giving mechatah?
It's the chashash is that normally kidra chayta the heter is that you don't want it for tonight. Tomorrow. You want it for tomorrow. If it's something that can be ready for tonight, so then maybe it's not going to be ready in the time that you want it, and then you're going to be chote, because you plan to eat it tonight, and if it's not hot enough, so then you're going to be chote. So, the Shulchan Aruch hold the maise like the Rambam, and the Magen Avraham have a suffix. What is the mayim that we're discussing here? Is it mayim ruim l'shtia? Is it mayim for drinking, or mayim for rechitza? Because the problem that the Magen Avraham has is that we just learn in Seif Daled that if perot aruim la'achila chayim have din of ma'achal ben dursai. Pri, that you could eat raw, it's like mevushal ke'ma'achal ben dursai. And if it's true, water also ro'i la'achila chay. So why wouldn't you let it the same definition of fruits? And that kasha is more like for the Rema that hold that ma'achal ben dursai is enough. For the Rema Shita. I mean, for the Shulchan Aruch, you need full kol tzorko, but for the Rema that holds that by water you need kemachal ben dursai, why wouldn't you consider water machal ben dursai like perot and echalim chayim that you give that machal ben dursai? So the Magen Avraham two terutzim. He said that water are not so good like raw fruits that ra'u l'achil chay. It's good for a person, but if you want to drink a cup of tea, you can't say Rawi L'Achil Chai. It's nothing. If you want tea, Rawi L'Achil Chai for water, it's not apply. Or that we're discussing water for rechitza. Rechitzat kelim or le'adacha, you want to wash with them, so you need them to be hot. But for achila, so according to the second tegutz, water that you need just for drinking is not a problem. L'maisa the Mishnah Berurah hold that the first tegutz of the Magen Avraham, according to the Eliyahu Rabbah, is le'alahalacha. So we have to be machmir for water to have mevushal kol tzorko. Igros Moshe Meforash, there is like a little bit of confusion what to understand in the Igros Moshe. The Shvut Yitzchak understood that he want to say that there is still bishul between ma'achal ben dursai until roteach, and it's a big confusion here in the Achroinim. What is the definition of water? What is ma'achal ben dursai in water, and what is called tzorko by water? Does there is a definition of ma'achal ben dursai and called tzorko in water?
Why? Why do you have to say that?
Because it gets partially cooked.
But like we said, it doesn't do anything for you if it's.
Let's say we accept the fact that we need the water to be hot before Shabbat, in order to, not to be choshesh for chashash chitui. But how hot should it be before Shabbat? Kemachal ben dursai, right? According to the Rema. According to the Rema. I said that machal ben dursai. You can say the din of ra'u l'achil chay would give it din machal ben dursai. If I would give it machal, if the fact ra'u l'achil chay is going to give it din of machal ben dursai, it's going to be good even if it's cold, because it's ra'u l'achil chay. I don't give that. So I needed to be ma'achal ben dursai halachically.
Just kol tzorko.
Okay, that's the question. How far is it considered? Is there ma'achal ben dursai? Let's say I don't give the heter of ra'u l'achil chay for water. But what the requirement in water? Halachically, what is kol tzorko? What is kol tzorko in water?
Is that what we're asking?
Yeah.
Okay. Is
there two level in water? Is there like ma'achal ben dursai and kol tzorko in water, or there is no such a thing? So I have a lot to say, and I'm very sad that I can't say everything I want to say.
And water means soup also? Or water means water?
That's a good point. I'm not so sure now, but I think more like water. It's good, it's logically should be soup also, but I need to think about it. But let me finish what I first. So the idea behind that is that in many Rishonim and also Achronim, it's Meforash in the Bet Yosef, and that when it's Yad Soledet, it's considered called Tzorko by water. If you say that by water you have two stages, you have Ma'achal ben dursai when it's yad soledet, and until it's reticha, until it's like fully like boiling, then it's called tzorko, then you're going to have a lot of problems. Because we just mentioned in Resh Nun Gimel Seif Bet that you're allowed to move mikira shehevla muat lekira shehevla merube. You have a hot soup, yad soledet. You move it from kdera from. Let's say it's yad soledet now. I move it to a different place, it's going to boil. If you hold that Yad Soledet is Ma'achal ben dursai and Reticha is Kol Tzorko, so now you're cooking from Ma'achal ben dursai to Kol Tzorko. According to the Rambam, from ben dursai to Kol Tzorko is Isur D'Oraita. According to the other Rishonim, it's the Rabbanon. Why can you move from Kirash Evla Muad to Kirash Evla Merubeh? There is more Rishonim, there is more sources. The only person who's Machmir seems to be the Egletal in the Ashmatot, according to some of the ideas that he has there. And some poskim try to be Machmir according to that. And it's very difficult to accept that opinion because it's going to cause many, many other problems. And it's almost impossible to say that lahalacha. But if somebody wants to find somebody to be Machmir, so the Egletal in the Ashmatot says Svar, that sounds like it. And it's going to cause like unbelievably a lot of chumras. Meaning, we know that the din of, we just learned in Gashnun Gimel Seif Dalet, to pour hot water from Kedera to another Kedera. The only chashash is that Irui, maybe Irui doesn't have Shem Kli Rishon. But nobody mentioned the fact that maybe this is going to be just Roteach, and not just Yad Soledet and not Roteach, and you're going to bring it to Reticha. Nobody mentioned that. The Rishonim, so it's almost impossible to say that. And that's why, if you look in the Achronim Lemaise, the Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, and the Reb Moshe himself, mashma that Yad Soledet is enough. And maybe half of Yad Soledet, it's going to be Chatzi Chimum. But basically, Lahalacha, if it's hot, that the Yad Soledet, Be'erev Shabbat, it seems to be enough according to majority of poskim. But if you want to mamash look in depth, all the Rishonim and Achronim, I highly recommend. There is a lot here. I had extra day this week to write more, so the papers got thicker. And also, I will highly recommend to, even if you don't have time to all of the din of Rediyat Apat, at least just read the halachot of the Shulchan Aruch. You don't go through all of the Bet Yosef and the Gemara, just at least to know what's the din of pat, that we didn't do sifim hay to chet. So it's important. It's not the same level of this, but everything is important. So hopefully you're going to find time in the next couple of weeks of Chazara. Yeah.
So going forward, schedule is going to be, we're off next week, the following week, Monday night and Tuesday night. The two-part Chazar Shir. We're going to take 2 nights for it this time. And then the Bechina will be the Monday night following the session. On Siman and Rishon and Gimel and Rishon and Dalet. All right, for those who want to take part in the Chazar Shir, please call me, otherwise I'm going to be drafting people. You might get the notice, so beware. Sure.